WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk ends his run with Doge today and admits he hasn't always seen eye to eye with the administration, telling CBS Sunday Morning.
I don't want to, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to. I don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk will join President Trump in the Oval Office this afternoon for a joint news conference. The Department of Homeland Security has published a list of hundreds of cities, counties, and states it designates as sanctuary jurisdictions. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us.
The targeted communities generally don't cooperate with immigration agents. They say not cooperating makes migrants feel safer coming forward if they're a witness to or victim of a crime.
Last year's runner-up is this year's winner at the Scripps National Spelling
A Claire C. Small. E C.
13-year-old Faison Zaki from Texas came back from a late stage flub to take home the winning prize of $50,000. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Seasons are changing, unofficially after the holiday, meteorologically with the calendar, and we will certainly start to feel it here. The unofficial start to summer is Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when the pools and beaches open for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. And the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. The season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done this way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to summer lands on June 20th in 2025. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It's going to have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. And officials are warning that bear season is here. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Stay bear aware and secure your garbage, compost, and pet food indoors. You can either take down bird feeders or hang them up high where the bears can't get to them.
And the Wisconsin DNR is reminding people not to release pet fish into local waterways. Last week, a goldfish was caught in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, I don't really want to flush my goldfish or get rid of it, right? I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
The DNR says if you catch a fish that doesn't belong, notify the agency immediately with its location. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers in Philly.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Phillies, the best team in the National League so far this season. But manager Pat Murphy is encouraged after their crew swept the Red Sox this week in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to who they are. I talk about that a lot, like who these people are. Who is Bryce Terang? Who is Jackson Chourio? Who is William Contreras and Yelich? And that's what makes me believe in the team is who they are.
In golf, the U.S. Women's Open continues at Erin Hills near Hartford, Wisconsin. NFL at OTAs, we met Aaron Banks, the Packers' new left guard, who signed a 4-year, $77 million deal in free agency and talked about finding out he was headed from the 49ers to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a lot of contact from my agent until the window opened on that Monday, and he hit me and was like, hey, we got good news, think cheese. So I was like, all right, deal's done. All right, sounds good.
That's Packers' left guard Aaron Banks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air.
And good morning and welcome to Mornings
with Pat. Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
I'll take the blame on that one. That's on me.
This is what happens when you haven't guest hosted the three-hour version of the fantastic Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. Guess what? I ain't Pat Kreitlow.
And this is my second week.
I'm Todd Allball, usually joining you from 2 to 4 across Civic Media in the afternoon, but happy to fill in for Pat while he is away for the day. And we're along with producer and engineer Parker Olson, who is taking the baton from Greg Bach, who is not going to be in the mornings, but he'll still be guest hosting Matt and Air on Air and occasionally popping in here. Yeah. So... No, I didn't. Pat's so big that they gave him 3 hours now.
He's larger than life.
He really is larger than life, and the hair of Ted Baxter. So I mean, it's fantastic. So I haven't been on the show since this, so I didn't know there was a brand new introduction.
No, actually, I was supposed to play that at the top of last hour, and I forgot to.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I'm glad you didn't notice and point that out for me.
It was all good. But we'll bring in a professional's professional. She's always there when you need her. She's got great information, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. It's our meteorologist, Ms. Brittany Merlot, joining us. Brittany, help a couple of dudes out.
Good morning, Todd and
How
Parker.
Are you?
You guys got this. You're doing just fine. I think the intro was perfect, honestly.
For me, giggle. Yes. Yes, very, very, very reminiscent of me. Going to be some wacky and, well, maybe not wild weather, but it's going to feel a little eerie out today. Brittany, explain why.
Yeah, so it looks a little eerie, feels a little weird. I mean, we've got a little things changing. So what has happened is we've got northwest winds pulling in some wildfire smoke from Canada. So an air quality advisory has definitely gone out. That's going to be in effect all day today. It should expire by tomorrow morning. Now, that's going to create the haze in the sky. It's going to block some sunshine in spots. It's causing people with, sensitive, health issues to not really feel so good. I've got a headache from it, to be honest with you.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. I had to Google it, too. I was like, is this a symptom? It sure is. It's causing, inflammation in the body and stuff like that. So... if you feel a little crummy today, it's probably from the wildfire smoke.
All right,
gone tomorrow.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh. Yeah, so I was going to say it's going to be gone tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping through the state today. It's going to be moving north to south, and it's going to spark up a few scattered showers. It's already doing so right now off of Lake Superior, kind of moving into the Rhinelander area. And a lot of shower chances continue into the Fox Valley, lakeside of Lake Michigan. And then we could see some rumbles of thunder early this evening. Now we could see gusty winds, baby-sized hail with that, nothing too strong. But that should help clear this wildfire smoke after it passes. So highs today getting nice and comfortable, kind of warm for some of us, mid to upper 70s, possibly some 80s far northwest. We'll put that on repeat for tomorrow, minus the wildfire smoke. We'll put that on repeat for again for Sunday, maybe a few degrees warmer. And then Monday, it gets really sticky and warm, almost hot and humid. We could be hitting 90 degrees in some spots.
As Jen Clampett once said, well, doggies, that's going to be a, that's gonna be a hot one. All right, now, Brittany, timely indeed, as the great sports reporter Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because here we have now three ill people. Headaches, sinuses, allergies. What we really need is a doctor, and just right on time with a question of our own, our very own Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us via StreamYard this morning, and she's going to be here for the half hour. Dr. Lyerly, you said you had a question.
Hey, everybody. I do have a question. I have been feeling tired, Brittany. I couldn't explain it. I went to bed at like 10 o'clock last night, and I woke up tired at 7. When did wildfires start becoming a problem? It seems like just a couple years ago we started seeing this haze and it was a huge problem. Has this always been present, or is this another consequence of climate change?
Oh, unfortunately, it is another consequence of climate change. This has not been a problem. I mean, for as long as we have lived, we haven't really seen this thick of wildfire smoke make its way through like a couple of years ago. Right now in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, they've had evacuations that they have never seen in their lifetime. So, yes, this is out of control. There's 160 wildfires burning right now into Canada, and half of them are not contained. We've got three pretty big ones in Minnesota, too. And I was starting to think back, too, in the past. I used to live up in Minnesota. And that was the first time I was like, oh, there's wildfires in the United States? And they had them on occasion, but very small scale. There was only a couple that, you know, made records and stuff. But now it's just on repeat, repeat, repeat with these above average temperatures, drier conditions, drought conditions. You get one little lightning strike, you toss one cigarette butt, one spark of an equipment. And this can happen. I mean, one of those massive ones in Canada was caused by a human.
Wow.
So.
Well, glad to hear it's only going to last a day or so this time. And I guess thankful for the storms as long as they're not severe, because that'll help move some of this smoke out. And then time to break out the flip-flops and the shorts, Brittany, sounds like, later on.
Yeah, it's actually the first day of summer in the meteorological world on Sunday, June 1st. Really?
Meteorological summer. All right. Yes. Well, that's good to know.
So if you want to go by that, you can call it summer starting on Sunday.
Right. Seems like a reason to celebrate.
Yeah. I agree.
100%. Brittany Merlot, we appreciate you so very much. Have a fan-dang-tastic weekend, and we'll talk to you with Pat on Monday.
Sounds good. You too, guys.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Brittany Merlot, everybody. And it is now 12 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And as we said, she has her very own program now here on Civic Media on Saturdays. She also happens to be a fantastic person, a great friend, and also a gynecologist, the one, the only, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How the heck are you?
Oh, Todd, I'm tired. Like I said to Brittany, I just am so weary, and usually I'm pretty peppy. So
yeah, you are.
It's you think about what's happening in the world, you know, and it's the weather conditions. It is the air we breathe. It is the food we eat. It is the things that are happening in our lives. It is our relationships. I mean, the conversation we had the other day about your liver.
Exactly. Well, let's get, and before we move on, but before that, I want to make sure I get the, because I, with all these schedule changes, I'm lucky. Ask Luke Mathers. I'm just lucky to show up on time for my own show these days. When is your show on Saturday? When does it air now on Saturdays?
My show airs at 3 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays on WGBW and WISS up in Northeast Wisconsin. So Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. And this week, we've got a banger of a show. It's all about Medicaid. Everybody's talking about Medicaid. So I've got two Medicaid advocates from the area, people who have been banging the drum. These issues are affecting them personally, and they have talked with their legislators, or attempted to. They've really tried to help people understand what this means. It is going to be an informative show. I think it's going to be a really helpful show for people who are wondering, what's the big deal with Medicaid? You find out at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And this is fantastic. And the reason I asked is because, you know, I live here in Madison. And for people that might not live in the Green Bay area or Fox Valley, you can still listen live to the Dr. Lively Show. Just download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device and scroll down to WGBW or WISS. And you can listen right there anywhere in the world the show. And you can also catch it in podcast form at civicmedia.us as well. Looking forward to that. All right, you brought this up. Those people that might listen to our show in the afternoon on Wednesday, right before I went on the air, I got some news from my doctor, and I thought, well, this would be kind of funny because if Dr. Lively is available. And so like 5 minutes before I go on the air, I texted you, and you were kind enough to pop on the air because I've had kidney stones for a number of years. I've passed two. That ain't any fun. And I've still got a couple more, and I was having a little pain. And like, well, you haven't done an MRI on the kidney stones in a couple of years. Let's take a look and see how they're doing. It turns out they're just hanging out, and they're fine. They said they discovered that I have, quote-unquote, a fatty liver. And I thought that was kind of funny because I don't consider myself a heavy drinker, and they say it's the kind that's not caused by fatty liver. So I thought, well, this will be funny. I'll have Dr. Lively come on and talk. And she, right before on the air, you said, you know, Todd, do you really want to talk about this? Because this is kind of serious. I'm like, wait, what? But it led to a larger discussion with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen about men's health. And that as dudes, we too often think, I'll be fine. I don't need to go to the doctor. And talk to us a little bit about guys. I know you're a gynecologist, but you're obviously an MD and you deal with a lot of patients. Talk to us about why in particular it's important for guys to take care of ourselves.
It's important for all of us to take care of ourselves. The problem with guys is that you tend not to go to the doctor as often as women do. And it's these kinds of illnesses like fatty liver disease, like your cholesterol, your blood pressure, diabetes, these things creep up on you. It's not like you wake up in the morning and you're like, I just don't feel good. Maybe I have a touch of the diabetes. I should go to urgent care. These are the things. Right? This is why you have to go and get your blood drawn and have your blood pressure checked and do all of those routine things, because they do sneak up on you. And early intervention makes all the difference in the world. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women. It tends to strike men earlier. And if we can cut it off earlier, treat blood pressure issues, keep your sugars in control. And that doesn't mean you're going to go on medication. Sometimes it's just changing your diet or getting some additional exercise, lifting weights, attending to your mental health. Your mental health has a huge impact on your physical health. So those little interventions can make a huge difference in your overall health and your well-being, how you live your life and how satisfied you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Trigvi is a couple years older than me. He's 57. Just got his first colonoscopy, and he's like, you know, it really wasn't a big deal. You go in and get the IV, and you wake up. You don't remember anything. So he did
it's
that.
The prep that gets you.
Right. The drinking of the all the chalk or whatever they give you. But I took your advice, Dr. Lively. I reached out to my primary care physician. I have an appointment with him. We're going to follow up, talk to a nutritionist. It appears now I have stage zero of fatty liver disease, which is nearly fully reversible if I just change my diet. So
that's great.
Yeah. So it means a Mediterranean diet, they tell me, which I'm now pitching to Luke Mathers. The show is going to originate now from Italy. So I'm very excited about that.
Can I guest host?
Sure, come on over. Because you really can't get a proper Mediterranean diet unless you're in the Mediterranean.
So I'm, you know, 1 in 4 people have fatty liver disease. It is really, really pretty common. And like you said, Todd, if you catch it in the early stages, it's reversible with simple things like a change in your diet. We're not talking a total overhaul, just making some different choices when you're looking at, should I get this for lunch or should I get that for lunch?
Right.
Knowing which would be the better thing. And also recognizing that because you're eating maybe chicken instead of a hamburger, you're not suffering. It's okay. They're both going to satisfy you and they both taste good.
This has been like 12 years ago. That back when I was making real money, I had a personal trainer, and I went 4 times a week to a personal trainer. I lost 21 pounds. I was down to 151, best shape of my life. And then, you know, eventually after about 5-6 years, I didn't do that anymore. And now I'm back up to 178 or so. So it's not like I'm hugely obese. It's more, I think, what you're saying, that I'm sitting doing the show, and I'm eating at weird times and then not eating well. So it's a great reminder to all of us, guys, gals, whoever, just take care of ourselves. We only got one us, everybody. And there's only one Dr. Lyerly. She's going to come back, talk about a new bipartisan bill in the state legislature regarding breast cancer screens. Talk about that with Dr. Lyerly. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, and welcome back. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, and this morning we have been spending a lot of time talking to Katrina Shankland. She is the executive director of Rust Belt Rising and a former state representative. And here are a few more minutes with Katrina Shankland.
Something that you kind of touched on there is you were a member of the minority during your years in the state assembly, but you were still able to make an impact by talking about different issues and still and trying to fight for different issues. Sometimes I get the sense that, you know, somebody's in the minority, it's almost an excuse. Well, we're not going to bring this up. We're not going to bring that up. What piece of advice would you give folks, you know, in the state legislature now or even in the federal legislature that are in the minority in order to be most effective? What did you maybe find that maybe was even surprising to yourself that, hey, I got this lever that I was able to pull and I was able to get something accomplished because of that?
Absolutely. I never negotiate with yourself. I've seen it over and over the number of times people have told me when I was in the Capitol, don't even try, don't introduce that bill, don't even, you're going to that person's office? Why? And I would say, just watch me. Just watch. We're going to get it done. And it's because, you know, as somebody who believes in community organizing, if I had a bill that I really knew would impact the people of Central Wisconsin, we'd have press releases. We'd bring people to the Capitol and have them lobby legislators outside of just our region as well. And I got a lot done as a result. I was willing to have my name fourth, fifth, sixth, or sometimes even seventh on bills that I personally wrote and introduced in order to get them passed into law. And not everyone in politics is willing to do it. But I've always said, look, if you're willing to forego the credit to advance an issue for your constituents, that's winning. And so I think my advice is to better understand power. Power isn't just the power of a vote. It's the power of an individual's voice and the collective voice. I think of all the thousands of people across our state who are standing up and doing things in a lot of ways. Some people are calling their members of Congress every single day. Some people are marching and organizing rallies, and others are teaching people about democracy and the three branches of government and what checks and balances are. And all those things are valid and helpful. But I also want to encourage people to not really, I know it's easy right now to feel like, well, we should just fold. This is too hard, right? They want us to not have hope. I think the opposite is more true than ever. The only way to have hope is to flex it like a muscle every day. And even on those hard days, you have to find a way to do something. And again, you know, I could have easily said as a Democrat in the minority for 12 years, well, my name will never be first on a bill and I'll never pass them. But not only did I have my bills passed and highlighted by people like Governor Walker on, you know, his Blueprint for Prosperity package, where we actually became a state leader in the country on employing people with disabilities, that same bill package I had people in my own party tell me was never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So if you forego all those opportunities by negotiating with yourself and saying, it's, you know what, why even bother? It's not going to happen. Then of course you're not going to have those opportunities. So whether you're a lawmaker, an elected official, somebody trying to negotiate with another person on an issue, if you compromise before you even get started on your negotiations, if you forego all those opportunities, of course you're going to fail. But there's very little risk in trying. And I think it's important to flex that hope muscle every day.
And I guess finally, let's go back to Rust Belt Rising. For people, how do people get involved with you? I mean, is it at the point when they decide to get involved with running for office? Is it before that point? I guess, what point people reach out to you, or do you reach out to them? Could you maybe get a little advice for people that may be thinking, hey, this sounds like something I could take advantage of?
Absolutely. So I was just in Marathon County a few weeks ago and I did a training. It was scheduled for an hour and a half. I think I was there for over 3 hours, and that I was thrilled. We had people from five counties in north central Wisconsin who came to learn about how they can make a difference now and how we can have conversations with voters who maybe aren't Democrats, but who are willing to look at voting for Democrats or even running as a Democrat in the future. And I'll continue to do trainings like that here in central Wisconsin. But I also want to encourage folks, if they're interested in running for office, to reach out to me. They can email me at Katrina@rustbeltrising.com, and people can sign up for our free trainings. If they go to rustbeltrising.com, there's actually an application to join our latest cohort. All these trainings are free, and we have experts from around the Midwest who are going to be sharing their stories about not only how to get elected, but the work that they did to do so and their economic message. And we, you know, this first cohort is going to be focused on messaging across lines of difference beyond the base. And that's, if you live in central Wisconsin, you're hopefully already doing that, right? We all have a coworker or loved one or neighbor who has been a strong Republican or Trump voter. And we should still be able to talk. We should still be able to be neighbors to each other, right? And kind to each other. And I think finding ways to look at common ground is important too. So that's something that, you know, we'll be talking more about over the next few months.
And I guess finally as well, you said it, rustbeltrising.com is a nonprofit. Obviously, if there's somebody that, well, I'll put it, is if you're somebody that believes in our system, in our democracy, groups like yourself are so important to allow people to get the tools to run for office, to serve in office. Make a donation. Actually, there's a donation button right on the homepage at rustbeltrising.com, because this is more than party politics, right? This is about our democracy.
Yeah, it's about having a functioning government that delivers for its people. So I really appreciate that. And if folks are interested in learning more, yeah, head to our website, rustbeltrising.com, and I'd love to help you out.
Fantastic. Well, very exciting venture for you. Terrific to be able to sit down and talk to you about it. And hopefully, when you're back in town, we'll bring you back and talk some more.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Katrina Shanklin, again, Executive Director of Rust Belt Rising, and you'll be able to hear the unedited version of our interview at the blog page, my blog page, at WXCO.FM within the next hour. We have Mike Clements coming up in the final segment at 8:52, so that means we have to quickly do our number number for the day here with Ian Welsh.
That's right.
Again, it is the New Deal.
New Deal.
Give it to you right off.
Okay.
During the first 100 days of Franklin D. Roosevelt's presidency, Congress passed how many major bills as part of the New Deal? Was the total 10 bills, 15 bills, or 20 bills?
No, I'm going to say 15. I'm going to go with 15 is my final answer.
They got things done during the New Deal. They passed 15 major bills in the first 100 days.
Nice. I got one right.
There you go. Good way to finish off the work week.
Yeah, but I can come back next week and actually
get a full 5 days, too. You know. Hey, coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll be talking sports with Mike Clemens, our Civic Media sports reporter. That's coming up at 8:52. But coming up, we'll send it back to Todd Alba for more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Headed to the water this weekend to do some fishing? If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
And the Wisconsin DNR is doing a study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state, panfish. They started tracking their population in 2019, and now they expect to wrap up the study by next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as helping with their own field studies. The goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the drop of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to help protect them. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tapering off in the early evening, then clearing skies with low temps in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 57.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's
not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll see what's happening in the state capitol, the Joint Finance Committee in terms of our tax dollars, and what's worse, handshake or fist bump. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Alval, filling in for Pat. He'll be back on Monday, along with Parker here at the Civic Media World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Glad to have you along with us across the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, May 30th, 2025. Make sure you wear them. Probably people saw masks lying around. You might actually want to pull it out and use it if you're a person with asthma or that sort of thing. We have an air quality watch throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. Wildfires in Canada means smoke across the state today. That'll be pushed out later by showers and thunderstorms as it moves from north to south, according to Brittany Merlot. And it'll bring us some rain, maybe some garden variety type of thunderstorms, but nothing on the severe side, it looks like. Right now, 61 degrees in Superior, 52 in Green Bay, 54 in Eau Claire, 55 looks like now in Wausau, 54 in La Crosse. Still, it says only, is that right? It says only 48 degrees yet in the old hometown of Richland. No, see, I've refreshed it. It's up to 55.
Can't be.
Refresh your screen, Todd. Let's start over. Superior 63. Eau Claire now is 63. Green Bay at 59. Richland Center at 55. 57 in La Crosse. 57 as well in Milwaukee. Already up to 59 in Wausau. And Greg Bach, as he always does, has heated things up in Racine at 63. 63 right now.
Smoke show over there.
It really is. Stay tuned. Civic Media will continue to update you throughout the day when it comes to weather here across Wisconsin. And we're right on our last hour now of our free Friday Brewers ticket giveaway. You can get entered in to win four tickets in the club-level seats of AmFam Field next Saturday, June 7th, the first pitch at 6:35 against the San Diego Padres. That's the game we're giving the tickets away for. So if you have to be available for June 7th because you cannot exchange them for a different day. June 7th at 6:35. And as a reminder, the lawyers tell us we have to say this is a statewide contest. Very, very important. So in the statewide contest, download the Civic Media app. That is the only way you can enter. The Civic Media app. Download it for free at your Android or Apple store. The first 11 stations are the News Talk Sports stations. Open one of those up and look over. It says text on the lower right-hand side. Click on that and now text us the word that I'm going to give you. More coffee, Todd. The word this hour, the word for our show up until 9 o'clock, crew, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew, C-R-E-W. Text the word crew right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win those four tickets to the Brewers on Saturday, June 7th. You can also get a word during Jane and Greg's show, Matt and Air on Air. between 9 and 11, Tom Hartman, who receives his word out in Portland via courier pigeon. He'll have a word for you as well between 11 and 2. We'll have a word for you on our show between 2 and 4, and then Maggie Dawn 4 to 6. You can enter all day long on each and every show. Just be listening for the word of the show. How about that, Parker? Oh, and by the way, we're supposed to tell people for this game we're giving away now, June 7th, through the first whatever, I'll say 20,000.
Lawyers people, don't check us.
Right? Yeah, that's right, exactly. As long as you say statewide contest. They're giving away, this is for real, a Jackson Cheerio jersey, a replica jersey, on that game on June 7th. So get there early. Enter the contest, be eligible to win. And if you go, not only do you get the four free seats, but if you get there early enough, you'll get that replica Jackson Cheerio jersey. The word is crew, C-R-E-W.
You were close. 25,000. First 25,000.
All right. Very, yeah. Thank you. Look at that. Parker's, he's right on it, just like that. Snippity snap. I love it.
I'm trying.
I appreciate it so very much. Couple of headlines for you nationally at this hour. 39 now past the hour of 8 o'clock. As we said, the Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared states of emergency due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly expanded in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. A federal appeals court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump did not have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the federal court means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds to the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic plan. From the world of the wild and wacky, and I would say pretty disturbing, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X or Twitter or Twix, as Craig Ferguson dubbed it this week, that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. She also included a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. But here's the star asterisk caveat. Investigators now believe the migrant was set up. According to several sources, law enforcement believes that Ramon Morales Reyes, 54, did not write the letter, which was sent to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office and other agencies. Instead, investigators suspect a person who is currently awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which Reyes was the victim wrote the letter in an attempt to have him deported. Federal officials who asked for a handwriting sample from Reyes also determined that his handwriting and the threatening letter did not match. I mean, that is just, in my opinion, beyond irresponsible. And for the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, to put this out on X, social media, to hype this up, Fox News, of course, was all over it. And the guy appears to be 100% innocent. In fact, he was the victim of a crime and was set up. Again, a lot of shows on this network have talked about it. We've talked about it on ours. It seems to be that cruelty is the point here. And again, in my opinion, it just goes to show we can believe little, if anything, that comes out of the Trump administration because it's not focused on genuine policy. It's focused on a political agenda, whether it's right or wrong. Remember J.D. Vance, when he was running for vice president, the whole they're eating the dogs and the cats, the Haitian migrant thing that was all made up. He admitted in an interview, you know, hey, if we have to exaggerate or make things up to win, we will. They admitted it on record. So I don't know. That's some of the beyond believable stories. Closer to home, according to WisPolitics.com, our friends over there, this is another headline that I don't quite get. The Trump administration has listed Deep Red Shawnee County alongside Dane County, Madison, and Milwaukee as the Wisconsin communities refusing to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The release late yesterday included no information on why the communities were listed, and attempts to reach Shawnee County were unsuccessful. More than 67% of county voters in November backed Trump, and the county board in 2021 approved a resolution declaring that Northeast Wisconsin's community a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So not only did they not say they were a sanctuary city, they said they were a Second Amendment sanctuary county, meaning that, I don't know what, I guess carry whatever you want, I don't know. The administration's argument included a note that the list will be updated regularly and cautioned, quote, "No one should act on this information without conducting their own evaluation of the information." What? So the administration basically it's kind of like Robert F. Kennedy, right? Well, I mean, people really shouldn't listen to me about health care. They're saying, don't act on this information without conducting your own investigation of the information. Trump signed an executive order requiring the creation of a list identifying states and local jurisdictions that obstruct federal immigration laws. Department of Homeland Security said criteria for inclusion on the list included factors such as, quote, compliance with federal law enforcement, information restrictions, and legal protections for illegal aliens, unquote. The jurisdictions will now receive formal notification of noncompliance. I know Shawnee County pretty well. My dad and stepmom have lived there for 40 years or so. I spent a lot of time up there. It is a very red state. The sheriff up there is a Republican. This is baffling to me. But again, I think it's a great reminder to folks that if you think that you're going to be excluded from Trump's ire, think again. Eventually, it will come to you. So we'll talk more about this in our show this afternoon, but wow, baffling to say the least. 46 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock here on Mornings with Pat. Little Pat is back on Monday. I made a joke earlier about Pat's going to do some goat yoga in the mountains.
Maybe he is.
Not true, as it turns out.
It could be.
Wouldn't it be great if
that
he did?
That could be like a side right. Like segue. Yeah. Well, you know what?
He
graduation, right on over.
Right.
Go do some goat yoga.
He's out of town visiting his oldest grandchild, who has graduated high school.
Yeah.
I had my youngest niece's graduation, Isabel, at Eau Claire Memorial last week.
It feels like last year.
It feels, Parker, this is why they give me an afternoon show. Because
before 9 o'clock, it's
hopefully
not going
Todd is awake and ready to do a show by 2 o'clock. Oh, good heavens.
He's a night guy.
So, it's that time of year. So, congratulations to Pat's grandson and hope all goes well. Pat will be back on Monday. A couple of minutes here, Parker, before the break. We'll start this and then we'll pick it up on the other side. This is kind of your first real day solo because Greg Bach is no longer going to produce this show.
Yeah.
He'll continue to co-host Matt Arenaire with Jane Matt and Air, and we'll occasionally pop into the show. So let's do a little quick addition before the break. Let's get to know Parker.
Oh, boy.
Where are you from, Parker? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from right here. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. Went to LaFollette High School. Graduated 2021.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That feels longer than I would have thought. Went to UW-Whitewater, studied journalism, broadcast, web, and print was the emphasis there, electronic media. Yeah, that's kind of the academic stuff. I don't know. I played tennis in high school. That's what this
played
shirt
tennis.
Is.
Tennis, oh, very good.
Yeah, I was on varsity as a freshman. I was decent.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I take a lot of pride in that.
You should. No, you should. I'm a worse tennis player than I am a golfer, and I'm not a good golfer.
Oh, I'm a decent golfer.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm okay. Let's hit the course sometime.
All right. It'll be very fun. Good. Maybe we'll do a live report, Parker taking on Todd probably kicked my posterior, but that's okay. All right, come on back. We'll talk more with Parker and wrap things up here for a Friday. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Allball across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. From our downtown Wausau studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I'm Chad Holmes. We always wrap things up with the work week. We always look ahead to another big sports weekend. And the man that covers all the big happenings in Wisconsin sports is our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, I tell you, if you were a season ticket holder for the Milwaukee Brewers, and sometimes you think, well, those midweek games, sometimes not maybe as energetic and exciting. Boy, the series against Boston was quite an exciting series, wasn't it?
Right. I mean, well, you know, Monday, it's Jordan Love throwing out the first pitch on Memorial Day, and that was packed, 40,000. But, yeah, a quiet Tuesday night, kids probably going back to school after the Memorial Day weekend. And there it is, 10th inning. And there's Yelly up at the plate. Grand slam, baby. You know, to break out of this slump that he's had, just outstanding. And then to come back and do it again on Wednesday, Caleb Durbin, bottom of the 10th. He's got Sal Frelick, who'd, you know, gone 4-for-4. He's standing there on third, and he's able to hit one just, you know, over second base to drop into center field right on time. So Frelick can come in and score the winning run. And, you know, now you've got that momentum going. You sweep a pretty good team in the Boston Red Sox at home. And now tonight, you go into Philly. The Phillies with the best record in the National League. Good team, solid team. And the thing I'm looking for tonight, Chad, is D.L. Hall gets the start.
Yeah.
So here's one of these guys, you know, D.L. Hall, and then the infielder Joey Ortiz that you brought over from Baltimore when you trade away Corbin Burnes. And, you know, Ortiz has been a great addition, except he's been in sort of a hitting slump this season so far. But D.L. Hall, injury last year with the knee, missed most of the season. Then in spring training, you know, the back injury, the lat muscle. So they brought him in the other day. It was kind of that controversial move we talked about with Logan Henderson, the young kid that's been doing really well. Gets, you know, three starts and wins and a good performance in his fourth. They sent him back down to Nashville. But they, when they put in D.L. Hall the other day and I saw him pitch for a couple innings, I thought, oh, okay, I get it. Because this is really the first chance that I had this chance to see him in person. And he's a grown man, you know, 26 years old, solid pitcher. So tonight he's on the mound, left-hander, and we'll see how he can go up against, you know, one of the best hitting teams in the majors right now, too.
And you spent some time in Titletown, Packers OTAs. I guess we'll start with the saga that has been the soap opera here. Is Jair Alexander coming back?
Yeah, I'll look like an expert with my prediction after June 1st. when they can, you know, decide to cut him and save some salary cap money. We talked to Xavier McKinney, who came on last year, you know, from the Giants and, you know, took over as pretty much the defensive captain. He says, I talk to him every day. We've become close friends. And, you know, at this point, if he moves on to another team and gets, you know, gets a great deal, that's fine. If he stays here, that's even better because he's a really good corner. And, you know, the report came out this week to confirm what we'd been thinking or saying. It's over money. It's like you can't miss half the games the last 2 years of injury,
right,
and now be on the hook for, you know, what was it, $24 million this year. So if he agrees to take a haircut, then they'll let him back on the field. But whether or not Jair will agree to that remains to be seen.
And what is going on with Elgton Jenkins? It sounds like he's also in that off-the-field contractual issue is going on with him. What's happening there?
You know, he's played all the positions on the offensive line. He's held down the left guard position now for several years. They decide that they want to move him into center. That would, you know, bolster their offensive line. But when they bring in Aaron Banks for the 49ers for a four-year deal worth $77 million, Elgton Jenkins was like, what? You know, I'm still on 4 years, $68 million. You're not going to move me to center and then spend that much money on my old position. So, you know, he's going to hold out. They've got a mandatory mini camp coming up next month. But in the meantime, what was interesting to see is they took Sean Ryan, the starting right guard from last year. They moved him over the ball at center. And then Jordan Morgan, their first-round pick from last year, who spent most of the season on IR with a shoulder injury, he lined up at right guard. So that would be the look if – I mean, Elgton will eventually be back. At some point, they'll come up with some agreement. But that's plan B right now.
Anything else you are hearing spending your time over in Green Bay this week?
Well, you know, it was sweet to see Jordan Love throw a 60-yard bomb down the left-hand sideline to Dontavian Wicks, the wide receiver. It looked just like that play that they did like two or three plays into their first game of the year preseason in Cleveland against the Browns. And I talked to Jason Vrabel, who's gone from receivers to their passing game coordinator about him, because, you know, they really like his first step and his blocking downfield. But what happened to him last year, like with drop passes or sometimes missed assignments downfield? And they just talked about a confidence thing. Sometimes he gets too hard on himself. They're kind of working with him mentally on that. But if they can get him going, that's great. And, you know, he's getting pushed because there's Matthew Golden, your first-round draft pick, you know, out of Texas. He's, you know something, Chad, he's not as big as you would think for a first-round pick. He's a little shorter, but clearly the speed is there. I mean, And they're kind of keeping them under wraps right now. It's just OG helmets and shorts. But you can say, like, oh, I mean, he's got that glide to him. Kind of like a Greg Jennings glide. Like he's been there 3 or 4 years.
Cool, cool stuff. Well, yeah, I tell you, it's May the 30th, almost June. And, man, I mean, before you know it, the real training camp's going to be here. Time just flies, doesn't it?
Training camp starts July 23rd. I thought it was going to start maybe 4 days after that. And they've said that August 2nd will be family night, that Saturday night. When the Seahawks come in the preseason, they'll have some joint practices there. I highly recommend you come and see that. Or, you know, you can join me down in Indy where I'll be covering Packers and Colts in joint practices during that preseason, too. So we got that into our schedule this summer, too.
Very, very cool indeed. Well, Mike, again, great stuff. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
And I had actually more with Mike Clemens. So in addition to Katrina Shankland, you can hear an unedited discussion with Mike Clemens on my blog coming up in just a few minutes. Ian, have a great weekend.
You too, Chad.
Break a leg tonight.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely.
Anastasia at UWSP at Wausau. Go and see it this weekend and next. We'll talk to you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk told CBS Sunday Morning's David Pogue when he thinks SpaceX may be heading to Mars.
Lucky, we've probably got about a 50% chance of sending ships from Earth to Mars at the end of next year, so November, December next year.
Wow. Is that realistic or is that Elon time?
Well, I try to give the 50th percentile. You should expect half the time I'm wrong.
The full interview airs this weekend. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is leading the U.S. delegation in Singapore at a big security conference.
The United States is committed to working with our allies and partners to deter aggression by communist China in the Indo-Pacific.
Hamas has concerns that an Israeli-backed ceasefire plan does not include a commitment that it would lead to a permanent one.
We don't have a written confirmation yet from Hamas of its final response. But if you look at some of the sticking points that they're talking about, they're very familiar ones.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.